afternoon, evening, morning, everyone. This is Cousins for Price. I'm Jeremy. This is my favorite person, Chris.
Oh wow, he must have some really like funny things to say about me if
I
he's going to call me his favorite person from the
lost a
start.
bet. I lost a
That
bet.
is funny. Hey, do better, man. Do better. Wait,
heard you, Chris has got AC, so he's doing a lot better.
I cannot tell you how much better. We got AC last night after like almost a month without it, and we're in Nashville or the Middle Tennessee area. So it's been like heat index of like 110. So the dogs, the wife, and I are happy and not in that particular order. So
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. It's
thank
been
you.
miserable hot, I tell you.
It has, and I have been cranky. So that is
Yeah, well,
begged for forgiveness on anything that I have overdone. So
yeah. Well,
sorry about
I
that.
talked to your new wife Sunday at church, and she said she wished she would have waited about a month to marry you before moving in after the hair conditioner was.
Three months.
3 months. She so
Three
would have
months
waited
for that.
3 months to
3 months. And you know what? I
move
did hear you ask that. I did
in.
hear you ask that. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a
He always
jerk. I'm
asks it
sorry.
when I'm not around too. So
No, you're not around. I was like, listen, if you need help getting out of there, just say the turtle flies west at moonlight.
he looks at her and goes, blink twice if you're in danger.
I didn't know she called me the other day and ordered a pizza, so I was just like, "Ooh, okay, I understand." Anyway, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, everybody, don't get upset about that. What are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about, all right, something that I have not really honestly, like Revelations is such a it is a very in-depth book. And until Jeremy brought this to my attention, I had not thought about or even like known about this Revelations 21. And I know we've gone through like the first couple books of Revelations. Revelations 21 is what references. Can I just read the first verse of 21?
You can read as much as you want, Pally.
No, I'm just going to do this. All right, so this is Revelations 21:1. Then I saw, and this is a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there was no longer any sea. All right, so think about everything that we've listened to or like heard our whole life, like we go to heaven, and you've thought about the pearly gates, you've thought about the streets of gold and everything like this, but you get into Revelation, and all of a sudden this verse hits you, the new heaven and a new earth. And this is the revelation from Jesus. So
Yeah.
you can't do like,
Yeah.
so I
Well,
mean, you said this, you sent me a text on this.
yeah. Well, let's clarify a couple of things first.
Okay.
So, some of you don't have to believe us. It's not a salvation issue, okay? Some of you is going to say, no, it's spiritual. It's spiritual or symbolic, but I think it's literal. I honestly think it's literal. And you don't have to agree with me. That's okay, because no, we're not going to know until the end of time anyway, right? And so,
However,
go
I
ahead.
will say, and Jeremy is like, if you've ever heard our old podcast, he's the one I called Rabbi. There
Yeah, I'm
is
not.
correlation from the Old Testament to this.
There he
And
is.
then there is going to be, for my rationale, there is a reason why I was thinking the same thing, like before I heard this, before everything like I looked at. That I might have changed my mind. Like that, don't get me wrong, this is all heaven. This is all
Yeah, well,
amazing.
let's say something. This it doesn't matter if the final rest of place or the final place of eternity is on a new earth, a new heaven, or in the existing heaven. God's there anyway. That's really our only goal,
I
right?
am gonna be, I mean, I don't know how ecstatic. I've never. This is just amazing. This is what we're talking about. This is the, hopefully we make it there to this section, but it's good. I appreciate you drawing this up and
Yeah, let's talk about real quick while before we move ahead. Read it at first verse again, and the sea was no more. You know what that is, right? Sea
the
represents
sea.
chaos. Yes. Read that verse again at the very end. It
And
says,
there's no longer any sea.
yes. So it's the sea, especially at these times in the world, you know, Jesus' time before, the sea represented chaos, something that couldn't be controlled, and havoc going on everywhere because it was
Controlled it.
everywhere. And so when he
He
says there's no
controlled it
more
though.
sea, it's because that means everything's under God and Jesus, and there is no more out of control things. There is no more chaos. Go ahead.
So how do we know that? Like, where did you get that from? Like, that's because there's any no longer sea.
It's just because that was sea was so. It's just something. I mean, you just pick it up. I can't go to a verse and say that right now. But I'm just. That's what
No,
it
well, I'm
is.
just wondering how you
Because back in that time, the sea was some chaos that they couldn't control. It's like when Jesus is on the boat and he's taking a nap and the storms are coming up, right? What does Jesus do? He's like, oh, here we go. And he gets up on the bow and he has the sea calm down.
Well,
He calms the
also,
sea.
what happened when Jesus is walking towards Peter in the boat?
They thought he was a ghost and he was
Well,
walking on
he thought he
the
was a ghost,
water.
but Peter turned and looked towards the storm.
Oh yeah, when Peter was walking towards him,
Yeah, but he was walking towards, so.
yeah. But that's what in ancient times. And that's one thing we always say: read the Old Testament and study some of these things, and you'll pick up. There's so many expressions and idioms, for lack of a better term. An idiom is just something like rains, cats, and dogs. There's so much stuff they used back then that we could that's still prevalent today that we might if we see it. You know, we'll be like, oh, okay, that's what that is. It's kind of like last time we had a podcast, we talked about hot and cold water. Somebody from that time would have had no problem understanding that term. Okay. And so it never hurts to go and study these ancient times, the stuff around the Bible having to do with the Bible and the Bible itself.
Agree, agree. Sorry, I was just asking when people see like see the one thing I'll tell you about Revelation is it's hard to understand. Like for me, when we first started, was hard to understand like what was literal and what was like the metaphor.
Symbolic.
Yeah, the symbolism, metaphor, or something like that. So it and what he's saying is like you have to study. You have to study this. So, all right, sorry. The
You're
sea is
fine.
not what I was taking as the most important thing, but that was a great point.
Yeah. And let's go here. Keep reading if you would while I'm doing something.
All right. Where do you
Just
want me?
start it too. Just get back to
Right.
where we're talking about, where we're going.
All right, so at the end of two, he's talking about the sea. 21 verse 2, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Three. And I heard a loud voice from the throne and saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them.
Okay,
They will
stop.
be his.
Once you get to that, stop, please.
All right, we're stopping halfway through three. So.
Okay, his dwelling place is with them. Okay, so here's my thought too. Our original plan from Genesis, not our original plan, but God's original plan from Genesis, and I'm going through my notes, they're on my phone. I didn't take the time to write them down on paper like I normally do, so I apologize. I didn't feel like I was lazy today because it's so hot, I didn't get printer out, so I apologize for not doing that. But so God's original plan in Genesis was to walk with his creation, right? It even shows that when they're first naked and they had first eaten of the fruit, and he's walking through the garden. Okay, that was God's initial plan. And why do we think that he gave up on that? Why do we think that he's like done away with? There's so many things, and even in the Old Testament, and here that God is just wanting to restart everything, not, you know, restart everything at the end. and carry on with what his original plan was. It's kind of like some people, and I've heard people, and I'm not saying everybody, but some people have said, like, it's going to be, we're going to be spiritual spirits in heaven, no bodies and stuff. But that didn't, why would God all of a sudden just be like, let's just wash our hands, take what we got, and cut? Why would God do that? If you read the Old Testament and the New Testament, you should know God's personality. And I don't believe by knowing his personality that he would do something like that. I mean, Noah, what happened with Noah? He started back over again. Okay? He during after the after Babel, what did he do? He divided the nations, he started back over again with Abraham. What happens? The Hebrews get enslaved. He goes into Moses. He start back over, and then with the Moses, what does he do? He builds the Ark of the Covenant, the tabernacle, place that God can dwell amongst his people. See what I'm saying? You got
No,
anything?
it's 100% true. Like, no, it's all right. So
If I'm jumping ahead, just stop me and say, hold on,
you're
let me
not.
go through some
I don't
things.
think you're jumping ahead. I think it's
Yeah.
just this is going to be one of the things. Like, this was a very like deep subject, and again, we mostly don't hear about it. Like, we should hear about it. Like, most of the time, we're focused on the gospel, like becoming Christians, being better Christians. So this is advanced, right?
Yeah.
However, like, if you look at you, I don't know, and this is not the right term to describe it. I don't know how to describe this part, but think about like God's personality or something like that. Like, he didn't create beings just to serve him, right? He gave us free choice, he gave us free will, he gave. And we'll dip into it here in a little bit, like angels, free will, free choice. He could have created whoever, whatever he wanted to worship him.
He could have made robots.
He could have made robots, but he wants people with
And
free
before you're
choice.
thinking, and before everybody's out there thinking metal beings like we call robots, no, he could have
No,
downright
they could have.
made human flesh robots and desire where our only desire was to
Right.
do good, but we wouldn't have no choice to see if we really loved him.
He could have created like he, but he is, and I don't know about this, like, and this might be wrong, you can correct me, but like, I am so thankful that we have a benevolent God that is just wants us to love him and gave us his path, because he could have created whatever he wanted, right? But he wants us to be free. And again, I'm not trying to
No, no,
jump
no.
ahead of
You
everything.
bring up a valid point, and I'm not trying to take away from our podcast here on the subject matter, but you made a valid point when you just said what you said, that he loved us so much he gave us free will, and he gave us an opportunity. You know what he also gave us, which he did not give the spiritual beings. We'll call angels for because that's what most of us know them as, even though it's a job title. But let's just call them for angel for the sake of argument. He gave us a way of the salvation. And he did not give the angels that fell a way to salvation. Jesus did not die for their sins. He died for our sins. Jesus didn't become an angel or a heavenly being to put on that cross. He became a human, lived like a human on the earth, suffered like a human on the earth, picked temptation like humans, died for humans. So he's loved us so much, he gave us things that he didn't even get to heavenly beings.
And this is a new, like, this is probably a new, like, podcast or, like, conversation for whatever. Like, well, why didn't he, like, cherish the angels? Or what? Why was there even the opportunity for Lucifer to fall? All right. So, again, we go back to the fact that we're not robots. Like, he created us, he created the angels, he created, and he gave us the choice to choose. And you know, it's not, it's all about the situations and the surrounding, but they chose incorrectly, like, and so did humans. Like, Adam and Eve chose incorrectly. Like, that we were given the option. It's not a test. It was not like, Oh, well, we did this. No, you're just given this beautiful world, this beautiful like
Perfect, perfect world.
Eden world, and like, all right,
Perfect world.
well, all you have to do is go, hey, don't do this, or you're gonna. And it wasn't even like death, like it was could be spiritual death, but he's like, well, you're gonna see what. Honestly,
Yeah, Adam's
man,
job was to go be a gardener and spread the Garden Eden all over the world. The Garden Eden all over the world. So listen,
sorry, go
go
ahead.
ahead. We'll get back
No,
on topic. You finish
I'm
your
just,
thought.
no, I'm just, like, no, we're
I
good.
get
Go
what
ahead.
I get what you're saying. I get exactly what you're saying, brother.
It's frustrating to the point, like, and again, I don't know if I'd made a better decision or worse decision there. Like, I'm sinful. I fall short. I am an imperfect being, but.
God knew what was going to happen. Maybe a lot of people say, why didn't God create a more perfect world where we wasn't?
Well, why would God create a
Well,
world
he says, why
where?
would we create a more perfect world where we didn't have temptation to sin? Logically, maybe this was the only world that he could have did to see for those who truly loved him and wanted to follow him.
Well,
See
I
what I'm
agree with
saying?
that. Yeah, I agree with
Yeah.
that.
Remember, God made a perfect world. Man fell. He fell more than once, And so we're just trying to pick it back. And we still fall every
Oh,
day.
can I ask a question?
You
And this
can.
is something, and if you're not ready to answer this, because this is not what we were studying, why would God create man if he knew we were going to fail?
Once again, like I just said, he created something that he knew would fail, but it would be his best bet to know that we really truly loved him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. But that's
Yeah.
for people that don't understand that.
Yeah.
That the
Yeah.
same
I mean, anybody can love anything when it's perfect. Okay? Loving someone when it's everything's perfect. You want to let's go this way. You want to judge a person's character. Don't judge a person's character when they're on top. Judge a person's character when they're on rock bottom. Okay? That's that person. If they're convinced to steal, lie, and cheat their way out of it, that's who they really are. So sometimes when people are showing you who they are, they're showing you who they are.
Well, if I can speak honestly, like I was a Christian. Well, I was a Christian. I grew up in reading the Bible and everything else, and then I went away from it. And then I went through some hard times, and I didn't blame God. I realized my problems were created because I was so far from God. And then I went back. I like.
God don't create our problems. We create our problems with every
Oh
decision we
no,
make.
everything was mine.
Yeah,
Everything
no, I know what you're saying. I agree.
was. He didn't punish me for being away. Like, no, they were
Yeah.
all created because of me.
Oh,
Like,
yeah, I understand. Believe me, I live it every day. I live with my decisions every day, pal. I get
and but the thing is, like, I feel lighter because of forgiveness. Like,
Yeah, I mean,
I
that's
understand 100%
good.
why we,
Yeah.
if I am an example of why, like, it's life is so much better.
Yeah.
Even though I went through, like, I feel like I went through some stuff,
Yeah.
but life is, I'm happy.
That's
Like,
awesome,
I am
man.
in so much peace. Like, I am
Yeah.
so much peace because of God.
That's awesome. Let's get back to it for people who don't think we tip clip baited them. Just put a name, a title on the thing, and they're like, hey,
Cook.
didn't he talk about that? Not to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good, dude.
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eye. Death shall not be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it's done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give them from the spring of the water of the life, water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, and detestable, as for murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolatries, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake of fire that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So, I don't know if we've covered this before, but I'm sure I've said it 100 times. Hell is not open yet. The final hell is not open. What we got is Hades, the She-Hole, depending on which word you want to use. That's not the final resting place for the good or the bad. And I got some verses. Anything?
No, this is I don't know how much time we have left. We have a different question.
Okay, go ahead.
No, a guy that I work with, who Mike, who great listener to the show or whatever, he asked this question, or somebody asked this question in like one of the study groups. You had 30 minutes to visit either heaven or hell. What would you do? And
Easy.
he asked me this question. I was like, I visit heaven. And he was like, a lot of the like younger people were like, hell. And I was like, well, they're probably like visiting to see what it's like. And like, but here's the thing, I was like, you won't see anything.
No, it's not there right now.
Huh?
It's not there right now.
Well, no, but even if you
It'll be
like,
there.
it's a presumed thing, like hell is described as utter darkness.
Utter darkness. Depending on how you want to go, yeah.
You don't see, based on the Bible, it's utter darkness. Like, for me, it's like based on, yeah, there's fire, there's all this other stuff, there's gnashing of teeth, but it's utter darkness. Like, I would rather spend my time in heaven, like seeing what it's like, but that's the object, not like seeing how bad hell is. Like, hell
Yeah,
is just
well,
darkness.
I used to want to go to heaven because I didn't want to burn in hell. That's the truth.
Fair,
That's
fair.
true. That was when I was younger.
There's
And
fear and respect.
then I finally decided to become a Christian and found Jesus, and that's when I was like, oh, I get it. That's what makes it heaven is right there, Jesus.
Well, you either want a relationship with God or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have anything? So we're talking about the new earth.
Can't believe
And
it.
like I said, you don't have to believe us. You're welcome to do it. You can check out what it ties with this. You said earlier, the Old Testament, right? You ready to go there?
Go.
If you got something you want to talk about, Burr, please. I didn't mean to cut you
No,
off.
no. You're good. You're good, dude. This is where we're at. Like,
He'll hit me after this. I'm sorry, Chris, please.
yeah,
Don't hit
just wear sleeves.
me. Isaiah 65:17, for behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Once again, in Isaiah 66:22-23, as for the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, so shall your offspring and your name remain. Ezekiel 37:27, my dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I'm seeing you just got things, so it has been talked about before. This is not just new to Revelations. There's not a lot on it, to be honest. There's not a lot. And you don't have to believe it if you don't want to, but
But
like
it
I said,
connects.
go ahead.
I said it connects. Like, why
It
do you think?
does.
Can I ask you the important question?
You can ask me anything you want. I don't know if I can answer.
Why do you think there's going to be a new heaven or a new earth?
Why do I think? I think because the word right there, I think, is literal right there in that aspect. And even though some of Revelations is symbolic and cold and stuff to hide, like when they talk about Babylon in Revelations, they're talking about Rome, except at the time they'd been persecuted for talking about Rome that way. And like I said, I just don't think God give up. God can't live. Why did God leave the garden? Okay. God can't be around sin. Maybe he can't, not he can't, he don't want to be or something. I can't answer that. But he left because of sin. He left this planet. He walked his feet on the ground of earth, and he left because of sin. As soon as Adam and Eve sinned. This new place, even if he just keeps the same earth, even if he keeps the same earth, I don't believe that's the case. So I think it will be a new creation. If he just redoes everything here, it's to throw away sin. Death and Hades will be cast into hell in the final judgment. And so there will be no more holding place for Hades, you see. That's what that establishes right there. When Hades is cast in to the fires of hell with death, there is no more death. And I believe that, like I said earlier, why would God just quit on his plans that easy? I mean, remember, you think for God, 1,000 years is a day for God. Okay?
Yes.
So probably depending on if you're a young creationist or believe in an old earth, God ain't been there that many days as we as the earth has been around. You see what I'm saying? I don't believe God would give up on his end goal. And he would want to walk with us. And that's basically what I'm going off of, other than these verses. If you put all this together from Genesis on, and you don't have to take my word for it, you can do your research yourself. And normally I would have a lot of research. Me and Chris talked about it. But I think I've been getting to, Chris brought it up to me. I'm kind of getting too into it where I'm just turning it into like a Bible study. And that ain't really why we're trying to do this. We're trying to do a more discussion. If you want to do a more Bible study, go into it.
No, we help you drive into a Bible
Yeah,
study.
that
Like,
is.
that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
And all right, so can I see something? Can I say something that I've read? And if you're not like ready for this, again, tell me. Like,
Okay.
because Jeremy and I come into this as like a discussion. So some of the stuff, the majority of the stuff we bring up, we have not discussed, so we can get like the full like
Yeah,
reaction. Like,
because we've decided that some of our discussions beforehand are actually better than the discussions during. You know what I'm saying?
all
What's
right,
that?
I'm turning on the light so I can be seen.
Yeah. Well, there went half the viewers.
sorry, guys. So some of the stuff that I've read, like the new heaven and the new earth, is because the imperfection of, first of all, Eden. Adam and Eve ruined that, right? Like they did. And then the heavens that they had formed with the angels and the falling out. Like this new, there's no like, there is no like, all right, so people say like, well, if there's a new heaven, what's to keep the angels from having another fallout, like, or another Eden? No, this is done. This is all completed. Everything's proven. It's the full like completion of the covenant. Everything like that. It's just the perfect world, which God knows is gonna happen, but like that's part of the reason why, like the new heaven, the new earth. And again, I'm just getting into this, so I'm not fully
Yeah, I'm not a, don't take our word for study.
correct on wrong or right. Please do. We are very studying on this, like, but how do you feel about that? Like the new heaven, like God gave, and this is not taking away our choice and everything, but like this is the world that's been proven out in the covenant. Everything is perfect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I like it. I'm in. You don't have to sell me. I'm in.
No, but I'm asking your opinion on that, like that this is not like, and it's spoken about in the Bible, like it was called
Yeah.
in Isaiah
No, I
the new
agree.
heaven. And they didn't just say, hey, we got a new Eden coming,
Yeah.
like Jesus got it, Jesus. Or God's doing it right this time. It's like the new
Yeah.
heaven, the new earth. Like this is the proven, like
Yeah,
this is the
but that
full circle.
we say that proven, but the thing is, people are going, some people are just different. Some people read different than we do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm reading it right. Like some people will read this and they'll listen to this podcast and they'll go read it for themselves. They're like, that's symbolic. I'm sorry. They'll talk to their preachers and their preachers say, nah, it's symbolic, spiritual. I said something to a person one time about getting new bodies, and we could talk about that later on if you want to too, because when it says Jesus is the
I hope I have
firstborn,
abs.
well, yeah,
I'm
me too.
just kidding.
God will probably give me the same body. He's like, yeah, now you're gonna lose
Listen, if
it.
I'm in the same body now and I'm there, I'm just completely happy.
Yeah, but so
This just a little.
when it says that Jesus is the firstborn, all right, so what does that mean? It doesn't mean that Jesus was born. He was created. He wasn't created. I'm sorry. He was not created. Let's repeat that. He was not created. When it says Jesus was the firstborn, it means he was the first one to be resurrected with the
Right.
spiritual body. He's got a physical body, but he came back after 3 days. He ate. He was walking around. Okay. Now he's also got
For
those things
40
where he,
days. For
yeah.
four, people don't
And so,
understand that is such like a low key
yeah, and over
thing. It's like
500
he
witnesses.
was there for 40 days.
Yeah, and he did all these things. We're going to get that same kind of body. That's what that means. We're going to get them the same body, not exact. You understand? We're going to get new bodies. Whether they match what they look like now, it's in there too. We can talk about this later if you want. We don't have enough
Hope I
time
can
tonight,
actually.
but
I said, I hope I
what?
can grow a beard.
Yeah.
No,
God's probably gonna be like, start doing some laps.
oh my gosh, I need to do this. I will say, like, before this, and Revelation has always been a scary chapter, and it's hard for me to explain, and
Yeah.
I haven't jumped in to it, but I mean, they're talking about a new heaven, a new earth, and if you read it, it ties into Isaiah.
It ties into Ezekiel.
And Ezekiel,
It's
thank
hit
you. Like
hard. It hits the most. The most information is in Revelations. And so,
Revelation.
Revelation. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I've been good.
We didn't give it into the New Jerusalem because that's where it's all going to be said. We didn't even get into that tonight. We won't have time. But, like, I wish we had more to go off of.
We have. But I mean, what do you mean to go off of? Like,
I just wish this is one thing that
this
would have
is
been
a
like more
new.
information. There's some things that we just don't get information. Okay. You know why we don't get information though? Because it's not important at the moment. Okay. The most important thing is Jesus Christ. The Old Testament, if you pull anything out of the Old Testament, it is the pre-telling of Jesus Christ's coming, the coming of the Messiah.
If everything
The New
is just
Testament is
given to
Jesus
you,
Christ.
if everything's just
Yeah.
given to you, why do you need faith?
Exactly. I've been, I'm greedy for this stuff. I really like digging in, and I don't want to go into something out of the Bible, if I don't have
You haven't
to.
been out of the Bible. This is you've been
Yeah,
like,
you got ones in here.
honestly, you've been contained. You've been contained
Yeah.
in the Bible. Like, and
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in a bad way. Jeremy
Yeah.
is fantastic about going like researching like the history of a place. Like, you are fantastic, and don't get a big head because I can't like say it anymore. That you are like great at like
I got a big hit. Anybody that's
understanding
watching this,
the historical context at times.
yeah,
I'll give him that. Like,
I'm a nerd. We guys, I went and waved my hand. I said, "We got 5 minutes."
oh no, you're good. You're good. He definitely doesn't wave at me. I'm the one that's like, God, he's definitely the
But
guy that just sits
if you
over
want some
there.
context here, I'm gonna save you some time. I will
Well,
post this.
I feel like this is more than one.
I will post this the verses I have mentioned here on the under the Facebook page. But if you want to read them again, here's some of the Old Testament: Isaiah 25, 17, Isaiah 66, 22, 23, Ezekiel 37, 27. Also, 2 Peter 3, 13. I didn't get to that one. I'm sorry. But according to the promise, we are waiting for new heavens and new earth, which are righteous dwells. And there's so much, there is actually a lot more. I didn't even get into the New Testament stuff other than Revelation 21.
I mean, I think this is just, I'm sorry. Jeremy was excited. He texted me about it, and I was like, all right, I don't think I've read that far into it. And this makes me more excited. Like, not saying that like heaven, though. It's just like more of a fulfillment. It makes it seem more real. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like,
No, yeah, it
no, don't say that. Like, I don't know. It just seems. There's a new, like, it just gives me so much more, like, hope. Like, I don't know. Like, this has
Yeah.
been the new heaven, the
I'm
new from
excited.
God being there. Like, it's
I'm
just,
excited.
yeah. Well, you just took that away from me when you're like, it didn't mean anything.
I
Like,
mean, it means everything, man. I'm messing.
but no, to be a part of something, like, I don't know.
It's going to be amazing. You're going to have access to God. God's going to be there. His throne's going to be there. We'll be at his feet because he's gigantic, probably. I don't know that. I'm just my thoughts.
You sound like
And
you're.
Jesus will be walking around. We can be able to talk to Jesus, you'll see all the people in the Bible
I
that
don't
made
know.
it.
It's so when I described, and I'll be real quick.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
So when I described the guy, Mike asked me like the I focused more on the darkness, and it was like darkness, outer darkness. And I was like, there's no light there. It's like, it's not going to be like what you like see in pictures. It's like, it's darkness. There's fire. There's this, but it's darkness. There's the absence of light, the absence of hope. Everything you see about heaven, the new earth, new heaven, is about light and God's presence. That's hope.
Oh, yeah, there will not be a sun. We didn't get into
There
that.
will not be a
God
sun,
will
but
be the
it's
light.
just,
There will be
he
no
will be
night.
the light. The
Didn't get
reason there
into it.
is, and I told him, I said, the reason there's no light in hell is because God is not present
Not
there.
there. That's
God
right.
is
And
the light in heaven.
yeah, and if you want to hear more about this, we're going through Revelation slowly, as y'all know. We'll probably cover
Revelation.
this again. Revelation. Sorry, it's been a long, hot day. But we'll cover this again, and we'll cover all this other stuff we yeah, give me a close up. But nice. But we'll go over this again.
I think we need to go in this more. So
We
this
will.
is not done.
No, we're not done with this. We got 2 minutes. You can find us at Facebook, Cousins for Christ, Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube occasionally. I need to drop some more on there this week. Anything you want to finish with, Pally?
Yeah, thank you for everybody that's listened and given us feedback. We appreciate it. And this is a good one. So give us feedback on this. Like we want to like learn from everybody else. So we
Yeah.
appreciate it.
Yeah.
We love and appreciate everybody.
I love it. Next
All
week,
glory to God.
controversial one. Chris will want to do a controversial one. Next week, we're going to talk about what did Ham really do to get Canaan cursed? Da da da. I want to finish with prayer real quick. Dear Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you so much for being able to provide us, being able to do this podcast for you, Lord, in hopes of glorifying and honoring you. Hopes this podcast goes out, Lord, not for our sake, but for your sake. Because we're just your humble servants, just trying to pass the word on that goes out and reaches somebody, that strengthens their faith, plants a seed with someone, or comforts someone in need, Lord. But truly, we only do this for you, hopes and glory and honoring you, Lord. We thank you so much for this blessing you've given us with this opportunity. And we ask that you bless all the listeners out there, Lord, and their faith may grow, and we may help and strengthen their faith in any way possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.